Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Finances with Francine and Friends. I am your host, Francine Humphrey. And it is always my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Today, my special guests are Michelle R. Ewing and Kevin A. Green of Five Rings Financial. Our mission is to share information, updates, guest highlights, and keep you educated on all things financial. Hello, Michelle. How are you today?
I am doing okay, Francine. You know, I just have to admit, I was just telling Kevin, I'm angry. So okay. I'm not even going to pretend as though everything is great and everything is okay. I'm angry, I'm disappointed, and I'm afraid for my people. So that's how I'm doing today. But this is still very, very important to me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you coming on and being frank with the audience. That's what we have to do. We cannot pretend like there's nothing going on in the world that's not affecting all of us. I did say on the show yesterday that I'm tired of crying. Something has to be done, and we're looking to take some action steps, and whatever that looks like, and we'll share it later. But today I just want to thank you again for coming on the show today, and I know it's difficult. It's a difficult time for all of us. Hello, Kevin. How are you today?
Hi, Francine. I'm doing okay. Glad to be here.
Good. So glad to have Kevin and Michelle with me today. And we're going to get through this together. We're going to help each other. And Michelle and Kevin will be sharing with us some interesting information today. Our topic is pay yourself first, and we're going to talk about the road to financial freedom and a few tips and maybe a secret or two. So just bear with us through this show. We don't want to not say anything about what's going on in the world today with the pandemic, with our community being in distress. People are angry, people are mourning, but we also know that some people just pretend like there's nothing going on and it's, every day is the same and it's business as usual, but it's not the case for us today. But we are here, and we're going to get through this together, and so I'm going to have Kevin just talk a little bit about himself first, do a little bit of your intro, and then talk to us about pay yourself first, what that really means for somebody listening to the show today.
Okay. A little bit about myself. I started off in banking and finance. I worked in that field for about 14 years. At that point, I left and began practicing law. I practiced law for over 20 years up in New York City. And for the last just over 2 years or so, I've been back in the world of finance, working with people and helping them plan for their tax-free retirement, for their future, obtaining things like living benefits, life insurance, which you don't have to die in order to use for yourself, and things to that nature. As for pay yourself first, that concept, well, it is exactly what it sounds like. When you get paid and you bring home that take-home pay, the first person you pay is yourself. You put money aside for your savings account, for your future, for your family's future, in order to make sure you have a nice, safe, and healthy and structured, you know, retirement years and later on in life, whether it's even before you get there, if you have to put money aside for your children, for your children's future, for their education, their college funding, things of that nature, that all falls under the heading of paying yourself first.
Thank you, Kevin. And Michelle, tell the audience a little bit about you and what you've been doing, and answer the question, why pay yourself first?
Okay, I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, so I got lots of fire. You know that, right? Concrete jungle. Yes, that's right. Brooklyn, Kevin, Brooklyn.
Oh, Manhattan in the house.
Brooklyn in the house, right? I was in the Navy. I spent 27 years on active duty Navy. I started out as a junior sailor, and I received my commission in December of 2000 as a surface warfare officer. So I spent 27 years of supporting and defending to who I am. As far as my character, I've been in the finance industry for the last year and a half, although I did do some things with finances in the Navy. I had to control a $1.3 billion budget, just different boring things like that. But I use this attitude and all of my fire to help people thrive and help people to win. And why pay yourself first? Because you matter. Right? Just even speaking to what's happening right now, how do we show other people that we matter if we don't even show that we matter to ourselves? So that is where, just like Kevin said, it means exactly what it means. When you get your paycheck, before you pay a bill, you pay yourself. And why? Because you matter. You're worth it. Okay? Nobody deserves your money more than you deserve your money. And it's going to help you have more options in the long run. So that's why, because you matter. You are first.
Thank you, Michelle. That's the answer to the question. And so according to Consumer Federation of America, the average family has approximately $2,000 of unexpected expenses each year. Broken down into a monthly savings, that is about $166 each month. The major role of emergency savings is to protect against interruptions in income, like we're seeing now, and the average length of unemployment can exceed 12 months. So we have been telling people to save 3 to 6 months of income, and I know in the last couple of shows we've said you need to have more in place. Savings is your first layer of insurance, and it is used for smaller unexpected occurrences. And insurance is for longer risks for those who have potential costs that may exceed their regular pay. So one of the things that we do at Five Rings Financial, we, through our education courses, we talk about this. What can you do? How can you protect the money that you have? And how can you move forward with a financial plan if you're not paying yourself first? So, Michelle, how do you put the concepts of paying yourself first into practice?
By doing exactly that, putting it into your savings account first and then transferring what you need for your bills into your savings account. Because if you think about it, we do exactly the opposite. Most people have their money go straight into their checking account, and that's the consumer thing to do, right? So we're actually trained to do that because bill collectors want to make sure they get their money first. But if we can just reverse engineer that in our own minds and put money into our savings accounts first and then transfer the money for the bills into our checking account, it gets you in the mind frame of paying yourself and putting it into savings first. So it puts you into a savings mind frame. So that would be my suggestion of putting it into practice, because you're practicing it from the door. It's your first step. Put it into your savings, transfer what you need for your bills into your checking rather than vice versa, because the other way you're paying yourself last, because usually people pay their bills first and whatever is left, if anything, well, let me put that into savings. But we always find something to do with our extra money, right? Because when we see extra money, we're like, oh, you know what? I did need that thing right there. And 9 times out of 10, we didn't really need it. It was a want. It wasn't a need. So we will always find a way to pay somebody else our money. But if we start paying ourselves our money first, then everybody else can still get theirs.
Absolutely. Kevin, many people know they need savings, but they don't know how much they need. How do you figure out how much to pay yourself each month?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. I personally like to use what's called the 50-30-20 rule, and that's where you take your after-tax paycheck, and 50% of it goes towards your needs. And your needs include everything from making your mortgage payment and your rent payment, paying your utilities, your grocery shopping, things to that nature are all under the needs, and it all comes into 50%. The 30% goes towards wants. So when you have a perfectly fine pair of shoes, but you want another pair of shoes, comes out of your one. If you have a phone that works perfectly fine, but you want to buy the latest model iPhone, that comes out of a one. That comes out of that 30%. And the 20% goes to savings for your future. And although, you know, I look at the rules of 50-30-20, I probably should look at it as a 20-50-30, because the first thing you should do is save the 20% for yourself. That's what I personally like to do, like to use. Other people use other formulas. I've heard of the 70-20-10 rule. Basically the same concept. 70% goes towards your needs, 20% towards your wants, 10% towards your savings. Of course, paying yourself first. And if these percentages don't work out for you, when you sit down and you look at your paycheck, you look at your bills, you figure out percentages that work for you and your household, and you consistently follow that every single month. Paying yourself first, that percentage comes out first. And like Michelle said, if your paycheck goes straight into your savings account and then you pull back out the percent that's for your needs and the percent that's for your wants and put that into your checking, you can actually monitor, you know, the concept of paying yourself first and make sure that there's money left over at the end of the month and it's in your savings account where it should be.
Absolutely. So we know that most people have a problem with spending plans and budgets and paying themselves first. Michelle, how do we overcome the barriers and challenges of saving?
Well, you know, it's going to start with our mindset. But most people have a hard time finding extra money to put in savings. And that's because, like we said, they look at paying their bills first. We are very much socially conditioned to pay our bills, to pay the owners, right, the people that we owe, right, because we are huge consumers. So we have to get into this mindset of saving first, regardless, because guess what? We leave some bills hanging out there a little bit longer, but we leave ourselves hanging out there a lot longer. So I would say for a person that just can't seem to find the money to put in savings, because we have such a hard time putting ourselves first, I'm going to keep reiterating that, then what they can do is start looking at what raises they have coming. What raise do you get that come in? And just automatically, that's what I used to do when I was a little junior sailor. Every time I got a raise, I had to do something productive with that money. One time I bought a condo. I bought my first piece of property at 21 years old because I knew I had put on E4 and I was going to be getting an increase in pay. So I was like, oh, well, I better do something with that money because if I don't, I'm going to spend it. So fortunately, my father raised me to be an owner and to own. So I went out there and I bought my first little condo out there in Chesapeake as a little E4, and that's where my extra money went to. It pushed me into being an owner. So if you're thinking that you're getting ready to get some raises, put that money into savings. Put it someplace where you can't get at it. Put it into a full savings account or someplace where it's more of a challenge to get at it. Or if you get any bonuses, take those bonuses and put it in your savings account. I'm a fire and forget kind of girl. I was able to set things up to where I couldn't get to my money when put it into a thrift savings plan or I put it into another vehicle. We do insurance vehicles. Put it into your tax-free savings plan so that you have to go jump through some hoops in order to be able to get at that money, because sometimes when we have money that's immediately available to us, we have no problem spending it. I was speaking to one of my friends. He will take his money and help the world, right? And I said, okay, well, we're going to set this up to where you can't quite get at it. It's your money, but you can't quite get at it. It's going to take you a while to get to it. And by that time, you'll be done found another solution, or that person that you were going to help will have found another solution, because he tends to be a tender heart and he want to help everybody anyway. So he gets taken advantage of, you know. So me being the friend that I am, we're going to go ahead and put a cork in that, okay? So just bank your pay raises and your bonuses, and you'll start seeing your money grow and get excited about it. But put it someplace where you don't have immediate access to it.
That's great information. And I think one of the key things that Michelle said, and I hope everybody that's listening is they have their pencil and paper ready. Sometimes I forget to say that, but it's some key points here. You see how excited Michelle got when she started talking about savings and money? See, that's what we need to do. If you are dreading it, if you are like, it's like going to the dentist and getting a root canal, you are not going to do it. You got to get excited about it. We have to look at money and respect money, because people say money is the root of all evil, but look at money as you look at yourself. And I was talking about this today because I did a class this morning. If you respect yourself, then you have to learn how to respect your money. So think
That's
of
right.
it that way. If you like to have fun with your money, then you need to save some money so you can have some fun with it. You can't save any money if you're always stressed out. And then when it comes time to do something, you don't have anything put away. So get excited about your money. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to do that. We have not been doing that. And that's why it's so hard. People want to know why it's hard? Because it's not fun. When things aren't fun, then you don't do it. If it causes you pain, you don't want to do it. And it's painful when you look at your paycheck and you look at your deposit and there's no money left because you spend it and you don't know what you did with it. So right there, I'm going to take a break, and we cover it right back with finances with Francine and friends.
Francine.
Yes.
You know, people
yes.
get coaches and they get trainers to help them with their physical fitness. We are coaches
yeah.
to help you with your financial fitness. And guess what?
Absolutely.
Depending on the type of personality you have, you might need somebody to push you into saving.
Mm-hmm.
The same way you have somebody pushing you to get your physical fitness in shape. So get a coach.
Yes. Good advice, Michelle. Hold on 1 second. We got to pay this bill. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Finances with Francine and Friends. This show has been hosted by Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, with your host, Francine Humphrey, yours truly, and Veronica McMillan. We are on every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on this same station. So come on over on Thursdays as well. But we are having a great conversation today with Michelle Ewing and Kevin Green. So, Kevin, before we go to our next question, can you tell the audience how they can get in touch with you and give them information of if they want to come to one of our events and learn all about how money works?
Absolutely. The best way to get hold of me is to email me. My email address is Kevin, K-V-I-N, period, Green, G-R-E-E-N, at Five Ring Financial, all spelled out. And if you want to know about our different events that we have coming up, we have several coming up every single week, you can go to our event page, which is 5R, the number 5, RF, East, period, Eventbrite.com. And they go to that website, and they'll see all of our upcoming webinars, all of our workshops. We have Money 101s. We have Wine, Women, and Wealth coming up. We have Working with Five Rings for those that are out there that might be looking for a change in career or a way of bringing in some additional income. We have a workshop that's called Working with Five Rings, give you some information on what that's like, see if that's for you.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. Do you ever feel guilty, Kevin, about paying yourself first when you have bills with outstanding balances?
Yes, I do. I think most people feel the same way. They don't like owing people. They don't like owing companies. They feel a little guilty if they're keeping money aside and they know they have an outstanding bill. And a couple things have to happen. You have to try and change your mindset. Some bills you're not going to be able to pay off, you know, like your mortgage. You're not going to be able to say, let's just write a check for $300,000 and pay off this mortgage this month, so I have to owe it. But you have to get yourself in the right frame of mind, realizing that some bills you are going to have. Another way you can address it, if you are feeling guilty at the end of the month, is looking at that percentage of your take-home pay that you've earmarked for, you know, your wants. Sometimes you'll go out and you'll buy that new iPhone, and at the end of the month you'll go get that credit card bill because you didn't have the money to pay for it in cash, and you get the credit card bill, and you can't pay off the full amount. Now you feel guilty because you're going to carry that debt forward. But the way to address that is to maybe not purchase that iPhone. Maybe what you might do is off that percentage that's your want budget, pull off a few dollars and just stick it in a drawer. And then the next month, you have another, whether it's 30%, 20%, or whatever percent works for your household, you have that money again, and now you add that money you stuck in the drawer last month, add it to it. And now, have you got enough to purchase that new iPhone? If you do, great. If not, try to pull off a little bit and stick in your drawer. Keep doing that until you can afford to pay for the phone in cash. That's when you go and you get the phone. It might be a delayed gratification. I understand people aren't necessarily good with that, but that is a way of not feeling guilty at the end of the month when you've now created a credit card bill that you can't pay off. That concept, and of course, I will say this. Don't do it the other way around. Don't whip out the credit card, buy the phone, saying, well, next month I'll spend less than that want category, and that's how I'll pay off the bill. Because you'll get the iPhone this month, and next month you'll want to get a case for the iPhone, and then the month after that you'll find out, hey, they've got another new version of an iPhone, and you'll never catch back up. Always do it the other way around. Gather up the cash first and then make the purchase, and this way to eliminate their guilt at the end of the month and you can't pay the bill.
That is awesome, Kevin. Great advice. Michelle, please tell the audience a little, how they can reach you and give them information about upcoming events. And then my question for you, Michelle, because you talked about coaching and strategies, what strategies can we use to successfully pay ourselves first?
Okay. I can be reached at michelle.ewing1@gmail.com. That's michelle.ewing1@gmail.com or michelle.ewing@5ringsfinancial. Kevin already let y'all know it's all spelled out. .com. And you can also reach me on my website at www.livingbenefitsexperts.com/lifetime legacies, because I'm all about building legacies. A couple of strategies that you can use is, first, you can refinance your finances. We call that the 5 Rings Funnel. Refinance your finances and reduce your spending and bank the difference, right? So find the money by refinancing your finances. There's something out there that you may be paying too much for, whether that be your car insurance, whether that be your phone bill. You can make some modifications, make some adjustments. Let's look at your cable bill, you know, different things. There's all kinds of stuff that's out there that you can do. You can start there, bank the difference, and then start small. You can start small. If somebody say, you know, I am Trump so tight, start small. Start by, surely, right, we have $20 a month, right? Because some people, you know, you got to know, you're not going to be able to go from zero to $1,000 a month. So start with $20 a month. That's small. You know, most people can save $5 a day because we blow $20 a day. So just take that one day and not have your lunch or your Starbucks and pay yourself $20 a month first. Okay, pay yourself first. So start there, see how that feels. Start it up on automatic payments. So that way you can see your money grow and you'll feel a sense of pride. Okay, so that's the second thing you can do. The third strategy is you can get a side gig, right? And you can bank that side gig income. Just stick it in the bank. You know, go out here, get your side gig, throw it in the bank. Do some consultant work. You know, there's people out there that got really good skill set. Use it. Ask somebody if they need help doing something. Make sure they pay you now, I'm just saying, right? Go out there, take the money, bank it. Use your side gig to bank it, right? The fourth thing you can do is if you live with someone and you're coupled up, live off of one income. Try your hardest to live off of one income, because I guarantee you, if you can save one person's income, maybe the person with the lowest income in the household, you'd be surprised how quickly your bank accounts will grow. And lastly, participate in your employer's retirement plan. If there's a 401k thrift savings plan where they are matching your funds, we never say no to free money, okay? We always say yes to free money. Now, it got to be ethical. Now, we're talking about employers, y'all. Don't let your mind go crazy places. So you participate in your employer's retirement plan because we tell them yes to free money all day, and they from giving you free money. So don't make that mistake. You know, they ain't really doing you no favors. They're doing themselves a favor by doing that for you. But take the free money. participate in that retirement plan, but also start your own on the side, because you don't want to put in anything above what they will match, because it'll be in the market, and so it is at risk. But we do want the free money. We do say yes to free money. So those are five different strategies that you can use in order to be able to pay yourself first.
This is some great information. I am, you know, I'm trying to write down stuff, but Michelle, you're probably going to have to send me a PowerPoint because I think I missed a few of those, and Kevin too. So, but I'm really excited about this conversation. And the one thing I want to say to my business owners, because of this pandemic, some certain things happened. A lot of business owners could not apply for the PPP loans because they, one, didn't have any employees. But if they had made themselves employee number one, they would have had one employee, and they may have been able to get a loan. So that's something to think about.
Wow.
To the, my business owners. You're not paying yourself, and when business owners say, I'm putting all the money back into the business, stop doing that. Make sure you have your bank account and your register and everything for your business with your accountant. Make sure the bookkeeper knows that you are employee number one and you pay yourself something every single week, month, or every 2 weeks, however you want to do it. But pay yourself first. That's just a free tip from the coach today. All right, so Kevin, we are going to we're moving right along here, so we got about 4 minutes. Are there any downsides to paying yourself first?
Francine, unfortunately, yes, there are. If you are in a situation where you are carrying a lot of heavy debt with high finance charges or high rates, you may be in a situation where your savings isn't keeping pace with the finance charges on your debt. That is unfortunate, but it happens. And there are a few things you can do to try to help yourself out with that, try to learn more about what to do. And that would be to attend one of our free Money 101 workshops where we talk about the concept of compounding. And compounding can either work for you or it can work against you. And we educate people on how to make that shift so that the compounding stops working against them, but that compounding effect begins to work for them on, in their favor. And that could help you close up that gap a little bit. But unfortunately, I'd say there are downsides to paying yourself first, but there are ways to minimize that by learning about the effects of compounding interest at one of our free workshops.
Thanks, Kevin. Now, Michelle, now there's a downside, but what's the payoff for success?
The payoff is you are creating more cash flow for yourself. You are giving yourself more options. You are setting yourself up for a season of winning. When we pay ourselves first, and we become older, we reduce our chances of becoming burdens to our children when they are raising their own children, where our children don't have to be financially responsible for us because we're one of the 70% of the people who spend the last 10 years of their lives on Social Security. So when we learn to put ourselves first, we severely reduce our chances of becoming a statistic on the negative side anyway. Let's be a part of the other statistic. Let's be a part of that 30% statistic who have saved enough money to where they're not completely dependent upon their Social Security checks and living below the poverty level or living on their children. Because as much as our children love us and as much as we love our children, the last thing we want is to have them in a situation where they can't live a full life because they're financially responsible for us. I have a young client where she went to college, and because she was helping her mom pay all her bills, she ended up not doing well with her grades, and she ended up not being able to go back because she couldn't get into a program that she wanted to get into. She wanted so bad to be a nurse, but she couldn't because at 18, 19 years old, she's trying to hold 2 and 3 jobs to help her mother pay for her expenses for her sister and her brother. You know, so as much as we love our kids, we do not want to put them in a position where they cannot live a full life and reach their full potential because they are responsible for us. So we win. We win when we learn how to pay ourselves first. We win in the long run. It's a little painful in the beginning, but in the long run, colossal gains. and we win. You know me. I like to win, so I want everybody to win.
That is
absolutely
great. Well, yes, Kevin and Michelle, we have come to the end of another exciting broadcast of Finances with Francine and Friends. So to my listening audience, now that you know that savings are important, what you going to do? As Michelle would say, right? The Brooklyn girl, right?
Exactly.
So please
come
back next week. Yes. Please come back next week and join us for finances.
Here.
Yeah. Okay, Kevin. We don't look. I can't say it like you can say it. Okay. I can do a little bit of Brooklyn. I don't know how to do Manhattan. Look. Thank you both so much, Michelle and Kevin. I will see you guys next week right here, same time, same station, Finances with Francine and Friends. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you all, and thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Francine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.